All right, gentlemen, it is 9:05. My name is Sean Thacker, state investigator assigned to this case. This enforcement advisory committee has been impaneled to establish the facts of case number HI21029 Palmer regarding Ryan Palmer, certified home inspector number 72885. I'd like to state right now that the respondent and the alleger were noticed on 8/26 of 2021. It has been 2 weeks. The respondent received his notice, and the ledger has not called in or notified board staff at this point. Moving on, the time is at this point right now in public session, 9:06 a.m. September 9th, 2021. This recorded meeting will be conducted in a public and executive session. Since we are holding this meeting web-based via Google Meeting, I ask that all speakers speak with clarity and volume, so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. For the recording and public review, will the committee members identify themselves and their qualifications? We'll start with you, Mr. LaBelle.
Bruce LaBelle, EAC member, Arizona Home Inspector.
Mr. Skaggs.
Yeah, Roger Skaggs. Arizona Home Inspector, President of the Arizona ASHI at the moment.
Ooh, I didn't know you had that title. Congratulations to you, sir. Heart. Big dog. Look at you. All
right. The rest of us are has-beens or been-theres.
All right, Mr. Williams, please identify yourself.
Three presidents of ASHI in this committee. Mike Williams, been a home inspector for 33 years, been hanging out with the BTR since 1999. Retired.
Appreciate that. All right. And Mr. Palmer, please identify yourself.
Ryan Palmer, Arizona Home Inspector, number 72885.
Thank you, sir. Under AAA R430-12, committee members should be prepared to participate and have read all documentation provided by the state in this case. The state's public alleged violations are: respondent, after conducting a home inspection at 2020 West Union Hills Drive in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about March 5th, 2021, failed to report that the microwave oven was not on a dedicated electrical circuit. Two, failed to report that hot water heater drip pan lacked drainage piping leading to the outside. Also, during the state's assessment process, the following 13 deficiencies were found. One, respondent failed to include the home inspection date as required in the SOP 2.1. Two, respondent failed to include the home inspection name as required in SOP 2.1. Three, respondent failed to include AZ standards practice as required in SOP 2.2. Four, respondent failed to report on the type of columns as required, SOP 4.2. 5. Respondent failed to report on the observation method of the underfloor crawl space as required, SOP 4.2. 6. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the decks, balconies, and steps as required, SOP 5.1. 7. Respondent failed to observe and describe the condition of the automatic safety controls as required, SOP 7.2. 8. Respondent failed to observe or report on the type of service amperage and voltage rating as required, 8.1. Respondent failed to observe the location and condition of the distribution panels as required, SOP 8.2. 10. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of cooling equipment as required, SOP 10.1. 11. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the balcony and railings as required, SOP 11.1. 12. Respondent failed to observe and report on the signs of window water penetration as required, SOP 11.2. And 13. Respondent failed to report on the underfloor crawl space ventilation as required, 12.1. These deficiencies are a possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to R430301, in that respondent may have failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors. So, With the committee, I'm hoping, I'm going to call for a motion just to go to executive session since it is 9:10 at this time and we don't have an ledger, so we can start interviewing the respondent within executive session. Can I get a motion?
I'd like to move that we go into executive session.
All right, LaBelle.
And I'd like the first question.
You got it, sir. All right. And it is...